Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for summer 2018 and is presented to you by readers Sally, Glynis and myself, Sharon, and sound engineer is Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. Topics in this issue include your councillors, our new mayor, your park and park sport, summer events in Eastleigh Borough, new homes for sale and rent this summer, local plan, new art trail for Lakeside Country Park. Now here is Sally with the first item.
New play trail and cafe for Itchen Valley Country Park. Our 440-acre Itchen Valley Country Park will soon be home to a new woodland cafe, indoor woodland-themed play area, and new outdoor play equipment, adding to its rich offer of walking, cycling, and play trails, forest school, barbecue and picnic areas, and the adrenaline-fueled, award-winning treetop adventure Go Ape. Located in West End on Allington Lane, Itchen Valley Country Park offers the perfect destination for all the family. The existing Highwood Barn, with its impressive vaulted beam ceiling, has been opened up to create a light and bright home for the new Woodland Cafe, with seating for up to 40 people. Visitors can expect a packed menu with freshly prepared brunch options, light bites, sweet treats, hot meals and drinks, seasonal specials and ice creams. Adjoining the cafe, families can enjoy a new interactive woodland-themed play area. The new space incorporates many of the woodland animals who make Itchen Valley Country Park their home, and children will be able to explore this magical and interactive play area, whatever the weather. A new visitor information point will be located within the cafe, and our Country Park team will be on hand to answer questions and talk to visitors about the park and its varied program of events. With horse and carriage rides, willow workshops, and bats and burgers already dates for 2018's diary. Outside, the woodland play trails now include 13 exciting new pieces of equipment, from a wooden climbing wall to the show-stopping storytelling area, set in the heart of the woodland, with a storyteller's chair and stools dotted in the dappled shade with tree-lined views down to the River Itchen. Cabinet lead for Regeneration South, Councillor Ian Corbin, said, "We are committed to improving our community facilities for residents to enjoy, and this project will provide a great new experience for visitors to Itchen Valley Country Park." Further information can be found on our website at eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP.
Greener Borough. Promoting Clean Air Day. Air pollution affects the health of millions, and for Clean Air Day 2018, we are highlighting all we are doing to improve air quality. The Council's initiatives range from promoting sustainable transport, including cycling and walking, and reducing emissions of public transport, to alternative and renewable energy solutions. Clean Air Day, which this year takes place on Thursday the 21st of June, is a chance to find out more about air pollution, share information with friends and colleagues, and help make the air cleaner and healthier for everyone. The Council's Cabinet Leader for Social Policy, Councillor Tina Campbell, said, "Few things are more important to well-being than the quality of the air we breathe. we are promoting a range of measures to help reduce pollution in the borough and raise awareness of how residents and businesses can do their bit to help. Find out more about Clean Air Day 2018 on website cleanairday.org.uk.
Council-supported initiatives that promote clean air include Air Alert, a free service providing pollution alerts direct to residents via text, voicemail or email. It lets residents know when air pollution levels may impact on their health and is a source of information and advice for people with asthma or poor respiratory health. Visit website airalert.info/hants. Working with Hampshire County Council and children at a number of schools across the borough to raise awareness of air pollution and the steps that they and their communities can take to tackle the problem, particularly around schools. The Co-Wheels Car Club has two electric vehicles, EVs, available in Eastleigh Town Centre for anyone to hire. Many people have never tried one, so we are offering free membership for a year and £20 driving credit with discount code EASTLEIGH20, enough for you to join and experience an EV for the first time. The new Low Emission Taxi Incentive Scheme, in partnership with Southampton City Council, offers cash back for taxi owners to help them replace older, more polluting vehicles with low emission alternatives. Actively promoting cycling in the borough, which has 71 kilometres of bike routes and over 40 cycle parking facilities, including at bus stops along the Blue Star 1 route. A partnership with Eastleigh-based transport operator Zelabus, who have introduced new lower-emission diesel electric hybrid buses to routes in the area. To encourage people out of their cars, especially on the school run, customers can now track their bus using the Find My Bus mobile phone app. Increasing the use of sustainable and renewable energy solutions in buildings. We have 16 solar photovoltaic installations, 2 solar thermal, 2 ground source heat pumps, 1 biomass and the combined heat and power plant at the new Places Leisure Eastleigh, which will also heat the new businesses on the former Civic Offices site, including the Hendy Group's new car showrooms. The Point produced Eastleigh Unwrapped on 23rd of June, the annual outdoor festival, will feature a compelling performance by the urban astronaut, who provides a glimpse of a future that might be, where problems surrounding air pollution have grown to a crisis point. An excellent station walks guide, produced by the Three Rivers Community Rail Partnership, providing details of over 30 walks from and to stations in the Eastleigh and Southampton area. It is now available for £3, including delivery. Contact email info@threerivers.rail.com or phone 07900 103 296 for more information.
Waste and recycling. Make recycling your goal during this World Cup. With the 2018 World Cup upon us, you can support the environment as well as your favourite team by recycling as much as possible during the tournament. No doubt there will be a few parties and celebrations across the borough during this time, likely to create lots of extra waste, the vast majority of which can be recycled. By recycling a single aluminium can, residents save enough energy to power a TV for 3 hours. That's long enough for 2 full matches. Recycling 24 2-litre plastic drinks bottles produces enough material to create an adult-sized fleece, perfect for those cold winter months spent shivering in the stands. Your newspapers, drinks cans and plastic bottles can be recycled in your green recycling bin. Don't score an own goal this summer by sending them for incineration. Place them in your green recycling bin instead. Any leftover food waste from your celebrations can be recycled in your brown food waste bin. Glass bottles and jars can also be easily recycled by placing them in your black glass collection box or by using one of the local bottle banks. Councillor Rupert Curl, Cabinet Member for Environment, said, "The World Cup is a fantastic sporting event, and it also gives us the opportunity to recycle even more. All aluminium cans, plastic and glass bottles and leftover food are easy to recycle, so I hope everyone makes helping the environment their goal. If you need an additional green recycling bin or don't have a black glass recycling box or a brown food waste bin, please visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/additional bins or contact us on 023 8068 8000 to arrange delivery. Competition: win an Outens barbecue pack. With a Football World Summer approaching, you can win a free Outens Traditional Family Butchers barbecue pack worth £59.99 to help you enjoy the summer. Simply answer the following question: how many 2-litre plastic drinks bottles does it take to produce enough material to create an adult-size fleece? The previous item may help you here. To enter, visit website surveymonkey.co.uk/r/BBQ pack. Outens are at Chalcroft Farm, Burnett's Lane, West End, Southampton, SO302HU. Website outens.com, email shop@outens.com, phone 023 8060 1154.
Save time and money. Join our garden waste collection scheme. Around 18,000 households have already signed up to one of the fastest growing wheeled bin services in the country, benefiting from the convenience of having their garden waste collected every fortnight from their curbside. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste or lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds filling your bin, we can collect your garden waste to save you time and make it easier for you to recycle. The cost of a bin is only £36 for the year, frozen until 2019. That's £3 a month, or just under 70 pence per week. Cheaper and much more convenient than taking garden waste to the tip yourself. Cabinet Lead for Environment, Councillor Rupert Curl, said, "It's great that so many residents are part of this successful service that helps to recycle our garden waste. We're very proud to offer the service and encourage others to join the 18,000 residents who are already signed up. Benefits include: saves time and money, collected fortnightly from your curbside, no more queuing at your local tip, wheeled bin easy to manoeuvre around your garden, no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle." To find out how you can receive our garden waste service, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/garden waste or call 023 8068 8000. Recycling plastics, it's got to be a bottle. To help our residents put the right plastic items in the right bin, you simply have to remember that if it's a plastic and a bottle shape, it can go in your green recycling bin. You can watch a short video that explains which plastic items can and can't be recycled at website eastleigh.gov.uk/plastics.
Your councillors, whom to contact. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, Bishopstoke. Louise Parker-Jones, Independent, 02380 613 013. Ray Dean, Independent, 02380 647 841. Jin Tidridge, Independent, 07484 264 478. For Fair Oak and Horton Heath, Steve Broomfield, Conservative, 07876 548 101. Nick Coldry, Lib Dem, 02380 600 990 or 07801 698 611. Rob Rushton, Lib Dem, 02380 016 240. For Burselden, Hambledon the Rice and Hound, Burselden and Hound, Tonya Craig, Lib Dem, 02380 404 680. Steve Holes, Lib Dem, 02380 402 458. Jane Rich, Lib Dem, 07576 293 245. Hamble and Netley, David Airy, Lib Dem, 02380 455 7 3 3. Malcolm Cross, Lib Dem, 02380 456529. Adam Manning, Lib Dem, 07525 246 689.
Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury. Chandler's Ford, Alan Broadhurst, Lib Dem, 02380253648 or 07905549083. David Pragnell, Lib Dem, 02380367831. Tim Groves, Lib Dem, 07886 352 291. Hiltingbury, Margaret Atkinson, Conservative, 02380268510. Judith Graduski, Conservative, 02380263179. Michael Hughes, Conservative, 02380907497. Eastleigh North, Daniel Clark, Lib Dem, 07919573510. Rosemary Reynolds, Lib Dem, 02380481788. Sarah Tyson Payne, Lib Dem, 07493070513. Eastleigh South, Paul Bicknell, Lib Dem, 07999739882. Alex Bourne, Lib Dem, 07411782421. Darshan Mann, Lib Dem, 07817800846. Eastleigh Central, Tina Campbell, Lib Dem, 07791983965. Wayne Irish, Lib Dem, 08032 8560.
Hedge End, West End and Botley, Hedge End North. Ian Corbyn, Lib Dem, 07561 343 858. Lucy Jerd, Lib Dem, 07730 072 606. Derek Pretty, Lib Dem, 01489 797 213. Hedge End South. Margaret Allingham, Lib Dem, 01489 798 646, or 07810 165 044. Cynthia Garton, Lib Dem, 01489 797 213. Keith House, Lib Dem, 07768 357 918. West End North. Richard Gomer, Lib Dem, 07568 797 494. Bruce Tennant, Lib Dem, 023 8047 0518. West End South. Janice Asman, Lib Dem, 023 8046 5432. Carol Bolton, Lib Dem, 023 8047 3693. Botley. Rupert Curl, Lib Dem, 023 8040 7045. Adrian Trace, Lib Dem, 07989 974 307. Please note that councillors' email addresses are firstname.surname@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Our new mayor, Councillor Bruce Tennant. Councillor Bruce Tennant was invested as the Borough of Eastleigh's first citizen at the annual mayor-making ceremony at King's Community Church, Hedge End. Bruce, who represents West End North Ward, has been a borough councillor for 12 years. Bruce was born in Plymouth in 1953. His father was in the Royal Marines, resulting in Bruce attending 10 different schools. After leaving school at 16, Bruce took up mechanical engineering apprenticeship with the Admiralty Experiment Works in Gosport Dockyard, and also achieved an honours degree in electrical and electronic engineering at Portsmouth Polytechnic. In 1981, whilst working in France, he met his Brazilian wife Maria, and they married 5 years later in Brazil. They then moved to the borough and have lived in West End since 1994. They have one son, Alistair, who works as a geophysicist in Brazil. After working for British American Tobacco in Southampton, he took a career change from engineering, and in 2004 he worked for Southampton City Council, helping disadvantaged young people into employment. He then worked for Hampshire County Council, based in Eastleigh, for the Social Services Department. Bruce said, "I'm really excited about my mayoral year, and I'm looking forward to representing the borough and promoting so many good things it has to offer." He added, "In particular, I'm looking forward to meeting local residents, organisations and businesses that make up this great borough. And I'm also looking forward to promoting and supporting my nominated charities." Bruce has also been a West End Parish Councillor since 2007 and became a Hampshire County Councillor in 2009. He is also a Hedge End Town Councillor. Bruce enjoys working with the community and learning about the issues that are affecting local people so that he can do what he can to help. This year's Mayor's Charity Appeal will be in aid of the Alzheimer's Society, National Autistic Society South Hampshire Branch, Wildon Opportunity Group, and Hedge End, West End and Botley Scout Groups. Councillor Darshan Mann, who represents Eastleigh South Ward, was invested as Deputy Mayor for the year.
Healthy communities. It's time to say, this girl can. This is a shout out to all the women of Eastleigh, no matter what your shape, size, age, race or religion, it's time to take control and get moving. Eastleigh Borough Council's new initiative, the inspirational This Girl Can Eastleigh, is a celebration of active women and hopes to tackle local inactivity findings head-on. Real Eastleigh women feature in the campaign's video trailer, showing that exercise can be an enjoyable and ordinary part of everyday life. Six resident champions have shared their own inspirational stories on how they have overcome barriers to exercise and in turn transformed their overall well-being. If they can do it, so can you. Starting out can be the hardest part when it comes to regular activity. So This Girl Can Eastleigh is making it easier by offering free taster sessions in a host of different sports and activities. Putting a whole new spin on the term pick and mix, you can select up to six different sports and activities to have a go at as part of Eastleigh's drive to help women get more active, to overcome the barriers that may be blocking them from participating in exercise. Pick from an A to Z of sports and activities at centres across the borough. If you find it's not for you, or simply want to see what's so special about aquasize, or why everyone's obsessed with clubbersize, then mix it up and sign up for something different. These free sessions will be supported by a number of follow-on beginner courses aimed to help make exercise part of your weekly routine. All courses are subsidised by Sport England, making them an affordable way to kick-start a healthier lifestyle. Beginners' courses coming up in June include squash, boxercise and yoga. This Girl Can Eastleigh builds on our Eastleigh Activation Programme, also known as Health Works and or Sports Works, an ongoing physical activity project that aims to get more adults in the area leading a healthy, active lifestyle. For more details or to book any of the taster sessions or beginner courses, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/thisgirlcan. You can follow the campaign on Twitter, This Girl Can Eastleigh.
You've got this, Eastleigh. What six free activities will you try? Have you ever wanted to try weightlifting, but were too intimidated to walk into a gym? Or wondered what the difference was between yoga and Pilates? Or you're puzzled as to why everyone is raving about clubbersize? Now is your chance to have a go at a variety of different sports, up to six different taster sessions for free. Current taster sessions available are aquasize, Hamble Sports Complex, ballet, The Point Eastleigh, back to netball, Places Leisure Eastleigh, boxercise, Poseidon Amateur Boxing Club, clubbersize, Eastleigh College and Hedge End Village Hall, dance DDMIX Centenary Hall and Cranberry Centre. HIIT Circuits, Hamble Sports Complex. Karate, Wyvern College. Lane Swimming, Ladies Only, Hamble Sports Centre. Legs, Bums and Tums, Wyvern Sport and Fitness Centre and Hamble Sports Complex. Low Level Circuits, Places Leisure Eastleigh and Velmore Community Centre. Mum and Baby, Yoga, Stroke Legs, Bums and Tums, Places Leisure Eastleigh. Open Water Swimming, Lakeside Country Park. Pilates, Hamble Sports Complex. Retrospective Dance, for older adults, The Point Eastleigh. Softball Cricket, Netley and Fair Oak. Street Dance, Cranberry Centre. Step Aerobics, Wyvern Sport and Fitness Centre. Tai Chi, Hamble Sports Complex. Tap Dance, The Point, Eastleigh. Tennis, Hamble Sports College and Places Leisure Eastleigh. Volleyball, Crestwood Community School. Walking Netball, Hamble Sports Complex and Places Leisure Eastleigh. Weightlifting, Lakeside Country Park. Yoga, Hamble Sports Complex, Eastleigh College and The Point. Zumba, Hamble Sports Complex.
Get active at your park this summer. With the borough boasting a range of local parks and open spaces, there is no better place to enjoy a summer of activity. These open spaces, often in the heart of local communities, are the focus of a new adult and family fitness programme being launched by Eastleigh Borough Council's Sportworks team. Your park aims to improve the health and well-being of residents by offering low-cost fitness activities in the borough's parks and open spaces. It will showcase community parks as being a place where you can get active for less, together with people from your neighbourhood. Your park will offer structured fitness sessions delivered by friendly, qualified instructors and will be tailored for beginners and those doing little to no exercise. Daytime sessions will be aimed at families, retirees and students, while evening sessions will be available for people on their way home from work. Activities on offer will range from outdoor circuits, cardio tennis, family fun sessions and Pilates, to outdoor gym sessions, Tai Chi, buggy fit, and even a jog with your dog. And thanks to funding from Sport England, sessions will be low cost and affordable. Make this a summer to remember, the start of your journey to a healthier lifestyle. Your park will run from Monday the 30th of July to Sunday the 26th of August, and bookings will go live on Tuesday the 18th of June. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/yourpark or email sportworks@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Park Sport, an active summer for 8 to 16 year olds. A summer-long programme of sports and activities for local 8 to 16-year-olds takes place at more than 25 venues across the borough, from 31st of July to 31st of August. Organised by the Council Sportworks team, the Park Sport 2018 programme offers heavily subsidised sessions, include sailing, football, skateboard coaching, netball, cricket and more. Now in its 14th year, Park Sport is funded by the local area committees, parish and town councils and Radian Group Limited, who are also a main sponsor this year. The scheme is heavily subsidised and sessions cost just a £1 booking fee per person per session. Activities are held at over 25 local parks and community facilities. In addition to the bookable sessions, Two free skate jam events will be run by the professionals at Team Extreme, as well as free swimming for under-16s at Places Leisure East Lee, Wilden Leisure Centre and the Hamble Sports Complex. Bookings go live on Monday, 2nd of July. There is a new booking process this year, and from Tuesday, 19th of June, you will need to pre-register your details. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/parksport for information. Strength and Balance Classes. The Council's Health Works team, based at Places Leisure Eastleigh, have recently launched a strength and balance class as part of the centre's popular Forever Active Mornings. The low-impact exercise class is aimed at older adults, consisting of exercises to help regain and maintain strength and balance, and the ability to carry out activities of daily living. Participants are encouraged to work at their own pace, and all of the exercises can be tailored to be performed either seated or standing. The class takes place every Monday from 10 until 11 a.m. at Places Leisure Eastleigh and costs £3.50. Alternatively, individuals can pay £4.60, which includes the option of taking part in other activities throughout the morning, such as swimming, badminton, and short mat bowls. The HealthWorks team deliver a variety of exercise classes across the borough, which are tailored for older adults or those living with long-term conditions. A full timetable can be found at website eastleigh.gov.uk/healthworks. For more information or to try a class, please contact HealthWorks on 023-8068-4813 or email healthworks@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Deaf Plus, breaking through barriers. Deaf? Need help with your benefits, debt, or accessing services? The BSL Video Advice Helpline is the only helpline in the UK where deaf sign language users can seek information and advice in their own language without the need for an interpreter. We can give advice on debt, finance and consumer issues, benefits and housing, and understanding your civil rights. It's really easy to book an appointment and get the help you need. Just visit website deafplus.org. Facebook/deafplus70 or Twitter at deafplus_UK. Charity number 107-3468. Economy. Hendy Showrooms driving forward. Work is progressing well on the new Hendy car showrooms on part of the former Magistrates Court site and part of the old Civic Offices site. The 1.14 hectare site alongside Lee Road includes three showrooms together with a car display courtyard and separate sales tent. Hendy will open new Mazda, Kia and Honda dealerships on the new site, with its existing Lee Road showroom focusing on Ford products. The new dealerships will provide space for 27 new cars in the showrooms, and the facility will also include a 20-bay workshop and space for 120 used cars. It is planned for the new showrooms to open before the end of the year. Chair of Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Paul Bicknell, said, "This is an exciting development that brings more business investment into our borough. The new Hendy car showrooms will also provide additional jobs and opportunities for local people, supporting the local economy.
Town centre thriving with new businesses. New businesses are helping to keep Eastleigh's bustling town centre lively and prosperous. Some of the recent arrivals include the Steamtown Brew Company, who have opened a brew pub at 1 Bishopstoke Road, just across the bridge from the station. Eastleigh's railway heritage is very much in evidence in the fixtures and fittings. After only 6 months of trading, the hostelry has already been shortlisted for Southern Hampshire Camera Pub of the Year 2018. Roosters Piri Piri are planning a new restaurant on the High Street in the shop unit previously occupied by Planet Games. Meanwhile, Signature Beauty Salon is a recent arrival at the Swan Centre in the unit once occupied by Leighton Opticians. An announcement is expected soon of a new owner for the building formerly occupied by JKS Wine Bar in the High Street. The planned new bar will help boost the town's evening offerings. Just outside the town centre, new showrooms for the Hendy car dealership are nearing completion on the site of the former civic offices off Lee Road, and Tool Station's landmark 300th branch in Goodwood Road was opened by the Mayor in February. Don't forget there's free parking at the Swan Centre after 6pm every evening, allowing you to enjoy at leisure the restaurants, cinemas and other outlets. The Council's Cabinet Member for Economy, Councillor Derek Pretty, said, "The Council works closely with the Eastleigh Business Improvement District to make the town centre as business-friendly as possible. It is excellent to see so many businesses, both independents and big brands, such as H&M and Marks & Spencer, giving a vote of confidence in Eastleigh's town centre. Together with our markets and packed events programme, there are even more reasons to pay us a visit."
Markets creating a buzz in Eastleigh town centre. Eastleigh is turning into a diverse market town, with arts and crafts, traditional market stalls, and an increasingly popular car boot sale tempting shoppers. Bert and Gert's Arts and Craft Market takes place on the first Saturday of each month from 9am to 4pm in Wells Place, with stall holders offering everything from cushions and candles to cards and cuddly toys. The town's traditional Thursday and Saturday market continues to run in the Lee Road Marketplace next to Sainsbury's. Meanwhile, the car boot sale, which takes place on Saturdays in the car park next to Leo Leisure Bingo and out into the marketplace precinct, is growing in popularity. It is held every week, unless there is a major event in the town centre, and up to 70 vehicles can take part.
Another superb summer of events in Eastleigh Borough. There's another great lineup of events this summer, with music, spectacle, community celebrations, and even a beach. And many of the activities are free. Town Centre events. Eastleigh Unwrapped, Saturday the 23rd of June, 12 noon to 5:30pm. Eastleigh Unwrapped, a free day of live performance, produced by The Point, returns to Eastleigh Town Centre and Lee Road Recreation Ground on Saturday the 23rd of June. Now in its sixth year, the festival programme is packed with circus, aerial, family theatre and dance, plus live music and interactive fun, celebrating the best of world-class contemporary performance. The festival is perfect for all ages. This year's headliners are musical acrobats Sir Mesieur with a thrilling filage, a static outdoor production encompassing acrobats, juggling and beautiful live music, critically acclaimed theatre company, Highly Sprung, presents roaming production Urban Astronaut, travelling through the town and delighting audiences of all ages. And Handmade Theatre presents the delightful family show Too Many Cooks, plus much more. Go to Twitter, Eastleigh Unwrapped, Facebook, Eastleigh Unwrapped, website, eastleighunwrapped.com. Sounds of Summer, Thursday the 28th of June to Thursday the 19th of July. Join the Point for fun and relaxing evenings of music and drinks from a pop-up bar every Thursday during the venue's summer social. There's a different DJ every week. The Point Garden Sessions. Friday the 29th of June. Still Moving DJS. And Friday the 6th of July, Route to Roots. Grab a beer and a burger and enjoy a summer season of live music on the Point's outdoor garden stage, presented in association with the SoCo Music Project. See website thepointeastleigh.co.uk/whatson for times. Tickets are £5.
The Point Summer Social. Saturday the 14th of July, Atlantico Salsa. £10 for an evening of live music from the 8-piece Colombian band. Also on Saturday the 14th of July, ABC Concerts, Strings and Things, on the outdoor garden stage, an exciting, engaging and fun musical journey for you and your family. See the website thepointeastleigh.co.uk/whats-on for times and prices. Tickets are £8 for adults, £6 for children. The Eastleigh Pop-Up Chili Fest, Saturday the 14th of July. The Eastleigh Chili Fest returns to Lee Road Recreation Ground with a spicy offering including chili-themed market stalls, entertainment and the chance to see a few brave or foolhardy souls take part in the now legendary chili-eating contest on the bandstand. Outdoor Cinema, Thursday the 19th to Saturday the 21st of July. Minimas The Lodger, an Alfred Hitchcock's classic silent suspenser, accompanied by live music from Minima on Thursday. Pride, Bill Nighy stars in this critically acclaimed comedy drama, that's on Friday. And Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta rules the dance floor in the disco classic, set to hit after hit by the Bee Gees on the Saturday. Tickets are £10. The European Aerial Dance Festival 2018, Monday the 6th to Friday the 18th of August. The Point hosts the 9th Annual European Aerial Dance Festival, a world-class training event that offers aerialists of all levels the opportunity to learn new skills in professional workshops.
Head for the beach. Can't make it to the seaside? The Eastleigh BID are bringing the urban beach to you this August with real sand, deck chairs and ice cream, creating an authentic seaside holiday atmosphere. Eastleigh Summer Events Programme is organised and funded by the Council, Eastleigh BID and The Point, working with local community and arts organisations. Chair of the Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Paul Bicknell, said, "Ensuring we have a vibrant programme of events for the summer creates a real buzz in Eastleigh and helps support our town centre businesses, as well as providing some wonderful days and evenings out for people across the region. Making the majority of them free means they are accessible to everyone." Funfair, 17th to the 27th of August, Lee Road Recreation Ground. Chipperfield Circus, 1st to the 9th of July, Lee Road Recreation Ground. Eastleigh Pride, Saturday, 8th of September. East Lee's first ever Pride Festival comes to the Lee Road Recreation Ground in September and features live music, food, children's attractions and information stalls. Mailer Takeover, Friday, 13th of July. Exquisite samba rock from Brazil's very own Tuto Marconde and his band of cavalheiros. The points curtain raiser for the Mailer on 22nd of July features support from the Solent Gay Men's Chorus, University of Southampton Hindu Society, Happy Singh and Alpha. Eastleigh Mailer, Sunday, 22nd of July. A day-long festival celebrating the borough's Asian and other cultures comes to the Lee Road Recreation Ground. This year it features fabulous food, together with a health zone, rock climbing wall, arts and crafts, face painting, falconry displays, martial arts, and traditional music and dance, including Chinese lion dancers. Mailer is organized by the Asian Welfare and Cultural Association.
Swan Centre events. One great day. Saturday the 30th of June, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Face painting, competitions, balloon giveaways and meet and greets with colourful characters are just some of the activities on offer at this fun-packed day of charity fundraising in aid of Ronald McDonald House Charities. Grand in the Sand, Saturday the 21st of July, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There are more than 50 prizes to be won from a host of top retailers at the Swan Centre in this celebration of summer event. Take the Taste Test Challenge, Saturday the 4th of August, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Foodies of Eastleigh are invited to put their taste buds to the test in this exciting food tasting challenge. Who will be crowned with the coveted title of Eastleigh's poshest palate? Carnivals. West End, Saturday the 16th of June. Hamble River Games, Saturday the 16th of June. Fair Oak, Saturday the 30th of June. Hedge End, Saturday the 7th of July. Burslem Regatta, Saturday the 1st of September. Bishopstoke, weekend 15th to the 16th of September.
Summer events at Itchen Valley Country Park. Wild Wednesdays, the 25th of July to the 29th of August, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Fun weekly sessions with different themes to choose from. The 25th of July and the 15th of August is mini beast hunting and bug homes. The 1st of August and the 22nd of August is sweep netting and butterfly feeder. And the 8th of August and the 29th of August, pond dipping and mini raft. You can book these fun sessions in advance by calling 02380 683 790 and it costs £4 per child. Open crafts drop in any time between 10:30 a.m. and 12 noon. Thursday the 26th of July, clay leaf tiles, £2.50 per tile. Thursday the 9th of August, bubble pictures, £1.50 per child. And Thursday the 30th of August, recycled paper, £2 per child. Summer activity trail, Saturday the 21st of July to Friday the 10th of August, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. costs £2 per trail pack, which includes a pencil and a prize. Falconry, Thursday the 2nd of August. A static display at 10 a.m. and flying display at 2 p.m. This is a free event. Pirate Trail, Saturday the 11th of August to Sunday the 2nd of September, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. £2 per trail pack, including the pencil and prize. Horse and carriage rides, Thursdays 9th and 16th of August between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. £1.50 per person. Facebook, Itchen Valley Country Park, or Twitter, Itchen Valley CP.
Forest schools at Itchen Valley Country Park. Woodworking, saws, shave horses, quesadillas, Saturday, 14th of July, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. These Saturday morning groups run by Youth Options are for 5 to 10-year-olds and their families. Cost £15 per child. To book, call 07787-438-839 or 01794-525-510. Wild Woodland Holiday Club, Monday 23rd of July to Friday 31st of August, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Run by Youth Options, this fun Ofsted registered holiday camp based in the woodlands for children aged 5 to 11 runs every Monday to Friday, excluding bank holidays. The cost is £125 per week. A 10% sibling discount applies. Late pickup available to 5:30 p.m., including snack, costs £3.50. Wednesday, Woodland Stories. Wednesdays, 25th of July to the 29th of August, from 10 until 11:30 a.m. A fun woodland group for parents and 2-plus-year-olds. Cost £5 each. Weekly themes are as follows. 25th of July, Cave Baby. 1st of August, The Mixed Up Chameleon. 8th of August, Don't Call Me Sweet. 15th of August, Not a Stick. 22nd of August, Zoom Rocket Zoom. 29th of August, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Thursday, Summer Junior Forest School. Thursdays, 26th of July to the 30th of August, from 10 until 11:30 a.m. Run by Youth Options, this woodland group is for 5 to 10-year-olds and their grown-ups, and includes different weekly activity themes and a campfire. Younger siblings are welcome to join in. Weekly themes are as follows. 26th of July, Caveman. 2nd of August, Camouflage. 9th of August, American Indians. 16th of August, Survival. 23rd of August, Space. 30th of August, Harry Potter, and the cost is £10 each. Please call 01794-525-510 to book your place.
Summer at the Point, Eastleigh. This summer, the Point's programme includes family theatre, dancing, outdoor cinema, plus much more. The venue launches its summer social on Saturday the 23rd of June with the 6th annual Eastleigh Unwrapped Festival, followed by a summer series of outdoor music events, including a series of Friday night intimate music gigs. The Garden Sessions, in association with SoCo Music Project and Sounds of Summer, a garden bar and free music with different DJs hosting each evening. There's a great programme ahead for families with special family ticket offers, including Outdoor Family Fun Days, which are new for 2018. See new performances from Paddle Boat Theatre, 21st of July, The Fabularium, 30th of June, and Commotion Dance, the 27th of July, plus workshops for children. Don't miss their season highlight, Children Are Stinky, 23rd of June, combining circus and comedy. The Point Youth Theatre presents The Hunchback of Notre Dame from the 26th to the 28th of July. An adaption by playwright Neil Duffield. Perfect for families with a thirst for mystery and adventure. Everyone can get moving with the Point's Wellbeing Sundays, featuring beginner classes in yoga, Pilates and Samba, running throughout July, with tickets just £5 each. Dance highlights include the Rambert School Showcase, 29th of June, and Hampshire Youth Dance Company Showcase, 20th of July. Summer also sees the return of outdoor and accessible cinema, as The Point invites you to discover acclaimed world film at bespoke screenings and enjoy musical classics in a tailored environment designed for people with dementia and learning or physical disabilities. Find out more at website thepointeastleigh.co.uk. For box office, phone 023 8065 2333. Eastleigh Film Festival, 24th to the 29th of September. A film festival to take you out of the cinema. Eastleigh Film Festival returns this September for sixth year of movie magic, taking you around the borough for a whole host of cinematic experiences. Curated by The Point, organisers have searched far and wide to find unique venues that match hand-pick cult and classic films. Keep up to date at website eastleighfilmfestival.com. Don't forget, free evening parking in the Swan Centre car parks from 6pm each day.
Housing and development. New homes ready for sale and rent this summer. Properties at the Willows, West End and Woodside, Eastleigh are due to be completed and available during the summer. The two schemes will provide 98 homes at Hatch Farm and 94 at the Willows. New homes will become available on North Stoneham Park later in the summer, the first homes coming forward on a phased basis over the next decade. The Council has helped to make all these developments happen as part of exciting partnership schemes. Woodside Avenue. All the homes at Woodside Avenue are available for rent, with the first five flats for affordable rent and 9 1- and two-bedroom flats for market rent already completed and occupied. The site will also provide 36 affordable homes through Hampshire Home Choice, together with 58 homes available at market rent. There are also five houses that will appeal to those families who want to choose an eco-friendly lifestyle. The homes have been built to a high energy efficient standard, are super insulated and also benefit from solar panels. The ventilation system draws heat from the cooker, showers and immersion and acts like a heat recovery unit to help heat the house. Hence, there is no heating system. To avoid any drafts, the homes are in effect sealed, hence there is also no letterbox. All these energy-saving measures should help residents to reduce energy bills. For more details about homes for market rent and or passive homes, contact customer@vividhomes.co.uk. The Willows, West End. The first properties at the exciting new Willows development of 98 new homes at West End, situated off Barb Baker Avenue, are set to be completed this summer. This is the culmination of an exciting partnership between the council and housing provider Radian. There will be 1, 2, 3 and 4 bedroom homes, which will include 31 homes for private sale, 32 for market rent and 35 for shared ownership and affordable rent. The affordable rented homes will be available through Hampshire Home Choice. If you would like further information on buying a property, email sales@radian.co.uk or contact lettings@radianhomes.co.uk about homes for market rent, or telephone 0800 1456663.
North Stoneham Park. The first homes for sale or shared ownership on the new North Stoneham site will become available from August 2018. It is planned that the first affordable homes will be ready by the end of the year. Keith House, leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, said, "These developments are great examples of our commitment to provide a mix of much-needed homes for local people. This will include new homes for sale, affordable and market rent, together with family-friendly tenancies. If you are interested in purchasing or private renting a home at North Stoneham, email sales@northstonehampark.co.uk or visit website northstonehampark.co.uk. Over 250 homes benefit from Handy Person Scheme. The Council's new low-cost Handy Person service is proving a huge success. Launched in August 2017, the Council's Handy Person, Richard Barth, provides a friendly and reliable service to carry out a range of small jobs around the home for people who live in the borough. Already, Richard has carried out jobs in nearly 250 homes across the borough, and there is a steady stream of requests from local people who want his help with small jobs around the house. The scheme is available to those people who are over 60 years of age or a disabled adult who is resident in the borough. Richard can help with small repairs and jobs around your home, including assembling flat pack furniture, fitting door chains and locks, replacing light bulbs and batteries, minor decoration repairs, fitting doorbells, repairing toilet cisterns, putting up shelves, unblocking sinks, changing tap washers. Residents who are either over 60 or disabled and in receipt of a means-tested benefit receive a subsidised rate of just £9.60 per hour. The means-tested benefits include guaranteed pension credit, income-based employment support allowance, council tax support, not single-person discount, and housing benefit. To book an appointment, call 023-8068-8301 or email handyperson@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Eastleigh Borough Local Plan. It's time to have your say. We are now close to starting the next stage in the preparation of our local plan, known as the Regulation 19 Consultation. Basically, where you get to give us your views on the plan. The local plan. What is it and what does it tell us? All local authorities must have a local plan. This sets out how the local authority is going to deliver space for businesses, new homes, and all the facilities that are needed to support this, whilst also protecting and enhancing the local environment. When you don't have a local plan, development may go ahead in a way and in places that are not best for the area. But they get support from government as they are delivering necessary new housing. With a plan in place, we can make sure that development happens in a coordinated way and is collectively delivering all that is required for the borough. Not just houses, but all the necessary community facilities and infrastructure, such as roads and doctor surgeries. Without a plan, sites are assessed independently, and all the connections and the wider community benefits are not always identified, which means these benefits may not be delivered. Instead, just the housing gets built. We don't want that to be happening in Eastleigh Borough. Across the country, it has been recognised that there is huge demand for more housing, and for that reason, the government sets targets for all local authorities about the number of new homes it must build and states that this should be the starting place for any new local plan. What have we done and where have we got to? The local plan process is a long one, which started with us looking at the issues and a range of options on which we asked your views in December 2015. Since that time, we have been working on a wide range of detailed technical studies to ensure we have a plan that is sound and can be delivered. An outline of the timeline follows. 2015, issues and options. 2016, plan developed. 2017, shaping your community, engagement with residents and businesses, emerging preferred option. 2018, consultation, subject to Secretary of State. 2019, public examination, adoption.
What is the consultation about? Through the process of preparing the local plan, we have now reached a stage where we have looked at all the options and evidence and have produced a local plan that details our proposals for the future of the borough. You now have the opportunity to have your say on whether you think the proposal is sound and that we have gone about it in the right way. This is a formal stage of the planning process that we are required to carry out by law, and this consultation is focused on two key things which are set by the Planning Inspectorate. One, is the plan sound? Two, has the plan been prepared properly, meeting all legal requirements? It is these two questions that form the basis of this consultation and should be the focus of any responses you make to us. Your responses will be forwarded to the Independent Planning Inspector. When we submit our plan following this consultation, it will be subject to a public examination to ensure we have met the requirements stated. The inspector who conducts the examination will be using the following four tests to check the soundness of the plan. 1. Positively prepared. The plan should be prepared based on a strategy that meets development and infrastructure, roads, community facilities, etc., needs. 2. Justified. The plan should be the most appropriate strategy when considered against the reasonable alternatives based on evidence. 3. Effective. The plan should be deliverable over its period and based on effective joint working across boundaries and organisations. And 4. Consistent with national policy. The plan should enable the delivery of sustainable development in accordance with policies in the National Planning Policy Framework.
The inspector must also ensure we have met all necessary legal requirements in our preparation of the plan. These include local development scheme. Has the plan been prepared in accordance with the timetable set out in the local development scheme? Statement of community involvement and relevant regulations. Has consultation on the plan been in accordance with the Council's statement of consultation and have appropriate bodies been consulted? Duty to cooperate. Has the plan been prepared in cooperation with other local planning authorities and prescribed bodies such as the Environment Agency and the Local Enterprise Partnership to identify and address issues which may have a significant impact on at least two planning areas? Sustainability appraisal. Has an adequate sustainability appraisal been carried out? Appropriate assessment. Has an appropriate assessment under the Habitats Regulations assessment been carried out? National policy and legislation. Does the plan comply with national policy and legislation, for example, the National Planning Policy Framework? How to get involved and have your say. The local plan is a very long and detailed document with a number of other supporting technical documents. We want to ensure that this is as accessible as possible, so you are able to comment on as much or little as you choose. The plan itself is divided into three main sections. 1. Strategy, what we are going to do. 2. Development management, how we are going to do it. 3. Local area details, details for the 5 local areas within the borough. There are a number of topics under each of these headings, and our online survey will allow you to look through by topic. As well as an online survey, we will also be running a series of drop-in sessions across the borough, where you will be able to get more information and ask officers any specific questions you have about the plan or how you can take part in the consultation. The online survey will be available on our website before the drop-ins start.
Local plan consultation drop-ins. The venues and times are correct at time of publishing. They may be subject to change and more dates may be added. Please visit our website for the most up-to-date information. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Wyvern School, Botley Road, 26th of June, 5 to 9 p.m. The Hub, Bishopstoke Road, 4th of July, 3 to 7:30 p.m. The Hub, Bishopstoke Road, 16th of July, 3 to 7:30 p.m. Wyvern School, Botley Road, 18th of July, 5 to 9 p.m. Bursledon, Hamble the Rice and Hound. Hamble Primary School, Hamble Lane, 23rd of June, 3 to 7pm. Pylonswood Community Centre, Chamberlain Road, 24th of July, 4 to 7pm. Abbey Hall, Victoria Road, 25th of July, 3 to 7pm. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury. Fryan Pavilion, Fryan Close, 2nd of July, 3 to 7pm. Eastleigh, including Oldbrook. Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, 9th of July, 3 to 7pm. Crestwood Community School, Shakespeare Road, 23rd of July, 3 to 7:30pm. Hedge End, West End and Botley. West End Parish Centre, Chapel Road, 5th of July, 3 to 7pm. Hedge End Centre, 2000, St John's Road, 10th of July, 4:45 to 8pm. The Botley Centre, High Street, 17th of July, 3 to 7pm. Outside of the borough. Colden Common Community Centre, St Figure Way, 11th of July, 3 to 7:30pm. You are welcome to attend any sessions, regardless of which area you live in. If you would like to receive updates about the local plan, you can sign up to our mailing list at website eastleigh.gov.uk/localplan2016-2036. You can read more at the same website.
Your local area, Bursledon, Hamble the Rice and Hound. Coronation Parade. Work to improve Coronation Parade is now underway. Following initial works in February and April to move underground cables, the first phase delivering 4 new parking spaces on Coach Road were completed at the beginning of May. Phase 2 will begin as soon as possible afterwards, which will see environmental improvements to the paving, new trees and decorative railings. A public consultation on the preferred design for the railings resulted in a seagull theme being chosen. Library and Community Hub Making Progress. Work on the new Hamble Library Facility and Community Hub continues. The Local Area Committee, LAC, is now working with Hamble Parish Council on how the facility will be run, with a big emphasis on community resource and engagement. Anyone interested in volunteering at the facility should contact Hamble Parish Council on 02380 453 422 or email clark@hamblepc.org.uk. Funding for projects. The LAC has approved funding from developer contributions for a diverse range of projects within its area, including £80,000 towards improvements of the Scouts Cricket Activity Camp at Manor Farm Country Park, £77,000 for drainage and improvement works to the Lionheart Way Ecology Park at Bursledon, £6,000 towards a new building for Eastleigh Men's Shed at Manor Farm Country Park, £30,000 towards play equipment at Pylons Wood, £33,700 towards play equipment at Butlucks Heath. And the LAC also approved almost £3,000 in grants to community events and charities, including the Bursledon Lunch Club, the Conservation Volunteers and Wet Wheels. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Bursledon, Hamble Le Rice and Hound, 6 p.m, 21st of June to 20th of September at Hamble Primary School. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit the website easterly.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website easterly.gov.uk/BHH or contact Matt Blythe, the local area manager, on 02380 688311 or email matthew.blythe, that's Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, at easterly.gov.uk.
Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury. Footbridge success. The Local Area Committee, LAC, is celebrating a successful bid to repair a rotting footbridge at Perkis Close. Hampshire County Council agreed that the bridge had fallen into disrepair and have replaced it with a brand new one. New sponsor. Planters and hanging baskets will again be delighting shoppers at the Fryan Arcade this summer. The floral displays will be provided in partnership with Right at Home Mid-Hampshire, a company that provides care and support for people living with dementia. LAC supports Scouts International Venture. A grant from the LAC will fund local scouts to learn about other cultures and support communities abroad. The funding will help them attend international jamborees in the USA, as well as travel to Uganda, where they will experience other cultures and undertake community work, including digging wells. On return, the scouts will share their experiences at education events with other young people in the scouting movement and local schools. Safer route to school. LAC funding will promote safer routes to school. The LAC has allocated £12,000 to a partnership project to provide a path from Ashdown Road to the Hiltingbury schools, keeping children away from the busy roads and giving families a reason to leave the car at home. Spring in the step. Hiltingbury's new sports hall will benefit from a sprung floor, thanks to an allocation of over £15,000 from the LAC. The scheme is one of several where funding is being allocated to support partnership working with the parish council in order to maximise community benefit.
Nature Reserve Hygiene. A dual-purpose bin has been fitted at the entrance to the nature reserve at North Millersdale. This will enable dog walkers and nature lovers to dispose of their waste responsibly and ensure the wildlife and greenery at this site can exist in harmony with the many people who enjoy visiting the reserve. Dog fouling. Fixed signs warning of penalties for dog fouling are ignored as time passes. So the LAC has therefore funded floor signs which will be placed at locations where this is a frequent problem. As ever, vigilance from members of the public in reporting problem areas is vital in the fight against this antisocial behaviour. Remember that dog fouling can be reported at website eastleigh.gov.uk/dogfouling. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Chandlers Ford and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m. 12th of September and 14th of November, the Dovedale Centre. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact Min Partner, Local Area Manager on 023 8068 8439 or email min.partner@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Hedge End, West End and Botley, Mill Gardens Play Area. A brand new play area in Mill Gardens, West End has been delivered by Vita Play despite snow and heavy downpours. Within minutes of the play area being opened, local children were happily playing on the swings and clambering over obstacles. The play area was approved by the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee and funded by the developer Linden Homes at a cost of £60,000. Wildon Leisure Centre swimming pool improvements. A new roof and spectator seating have been approved for Wildon Leisure Centre swimming pool at an estimated cost of £750,000. The existing roof is nearly 50 years old and is in need of complete replacement. There is currently no spectator seating, and this is urgently needed for parents and guardians watching swimming lessons. The swimming club, Wildon Waves, is growing in numbers and its members are becoming more competitive. With the new spectator provision, the club will be able to host local galas. Towers have flower power. The LAC has again funded 9 flower towers to enhance the shopping experience in our local centres. The eye-catching floral features will make a colourful display at the Botley, Hedge End and West End shopping centres during the summer. Cash boost for Haker. The old school building on the corner of St John's Road and Burselden Road, which is locally known as Haker, the Hedge End Youth and Community Association, has received a timely cash injection from the LAC. Following a survey of the building and surrounding area, which was also funded by the LAC, £50,000 has now been allocated towards upgrading the building, working in partnership with Haker's owners, Hedge End Town Council.
£9,000 in grant funding for local groups. The annual community grants have been presented to local organisations, ranging from those for the very young, such as Alphabet's Preschool, to retirement societies and lunch clubs for older people. The total amount of grant funding last year was £9,000, and a similar amount has been allocated for 2018 to 2019. Application forms will be available in September and more details will be published at website eastleigh.gov.uk/community grants. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Hedge End, West End and Botley will be at 7 o'clock in the evening on the 1st of October and the 5th of November at the 2000 Centre, Hedge End. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/heweb or contact Julia Burt, Local Area Manager, on 023 8068 8437 or email julia.burt@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. £1.3 million invested. Over £1.3 million of investment is set to be made in an exciting range of community facilities for Bishopstoke. The Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee, LAC, recommended over £300,000 of investment from contributions by developers and earmarked funding of £1 million from the New Homes Bonus Scheme for either a major refurbishment or replacement of the Memorial Hall, together with a new community centre at Itchen Avenue. Almost £21,000 was allocated for an option study on the Memorial Hall project. A further £900,000 will be made available for road infrastructure projects and studies to relieve congestion on the eastern approach to Eastleigh, most notably the Bishopstoke Road Corridor. The committee allocated around £172,000 towards Phase 1 of the Community Building Space Project at St Paul's Church, Bishopstoke. Over £51,000 was identified for new play equipment at the new Century Park, and £29,000 will also be provided to demolish the old Scout Hut and provide a new car park for users of the open space. A new path to replace the one from Harding's Lane leading to Stoke Park Woods has also been allocated £10,000. There are also a range of smaller schemes, including woodland management, dropped curbs, dragon's teeth and tree planting. New trees. New tree planting across both the Bishopstoke and Fair Oak and Horton Heath parishes will be funded with £5,000 from developer contributions. Suggested locations for the new trees include the Brookfield Estate, Sayers Road, Sewell Drive, Knoll Park and New Century Park. The council aims to replace two trees for each tree removed. Over £3,000 has been agreed to undertake some woodland maintenance at the Planery in Bishopstoke.
Carnival time. Fair Oak Carnival is on Saturday the 30th of June, followed by a fete on New Century Park. Visit website fairoak-pc.gov.uk for more information. Bishopstoke Carnival weekend begins with the River Float competition on Saturday the 15th of September. The procession is on Sunday the 16th of September, followed by a fete at Glebe Meadow. Visit website bishopstokepc.uk for more information. Woodland Community Centre is now open. Woodland Community Centre at Crowdhill is now open and available for public hire. For hiring information and bookings, phone 02380 692 403 or email bookings@fairoak-pc.gov.uk. New play equipment. Replacement play equipment is to be funded by the council for New Century Park in Fair Oak. Up to £50,000 will be used to replace swings at the Upper Barn Copse play area. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 7 p.m, 19th of September and 28th of November at Stoke Park Junior School. The dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact Andy Thompson, Local Area Manager, on 02380 688357, or email andrew.thompson, which is THOMPSON, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Eastleigh. Lottery success for Grantham Green. The Eastleigh Local Area Committee, LAC, and Eastleigh Borough and Romsey MenCap have been working together to support the Council's regeneration of Grantham Green and are celebrating a lottery win. A successful bid to the Postcode Lottery Trust for £13,281 has been used to fund a new bench and more wildflower turfs. It is also creating a stumpery, a garden feature that uses tree stumps to create niche habitats for shade-tolerant plants and other wildlife. The Chamberlain Estates donated the two largest stumps and a range of smaller logs. The funds will support the work of Grantham Green Growers, the group set up by Eastleigh Borough and Romsey MenCap to look after the new ornamental planting bed and stumpery. The picnic tables and benches have been designed by local artist Andy Frost, based on original ideas from the pupils of Sherberg and Norwood Primary Schools. Eastleigh Borough and Romsey MenCap would welcome new members interested in gardening with people with learning disabilities. Please call Michelle on 023-8048-3471 or email ebr.mencap@ntlworld.com if you're interested. New parkland seating. New seating, designed to be accessible to everyone, will be installed around the all-weather trail in Fleming Park. Benches of different heights and offering a number of sitting positions will be welcomed by all users of the popular park, particularly people with restricted mobility, wheelchair users, older people and visitors with buggies, who will be able to take in different views across the scenic parkland. The benches will be purpose-built and made of solid oak, making them more robust than the off-the-shelf seating. They will be installed on all-weather pads around the trails to avoid mud and wear and tear, and will feature distance markers.
More public transport options are coming to the town centre, with the planned opening of an office for a private hire cab operator in the bus station next to Sainsbury's. The LAC approved an application from local hire firm Handicaps, who have released the unit formerly occupied by a cafe. The committee noted that the presence of the company in the town centre would boost the evening economy and address complaints of a lack of private hire cars outside peak hours. It also brings a long disused shop unit back into use. First Friends Nursery comes to town centre. First Friends have taken over the recently refurbished building at the corner of Grantham Road and Southampton Road and will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekdays. For more information, visit website firstfriendslimited.co.uk. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. 28th of June, 17th of July, 4th of September, at Eastleigh House. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact Guy Riddock, Local Area Manager, on 023 8068 3369 or email guy.riddock@eastleigh.gov.uk.
New maps and art trail for Lakeside. New maps, wayfinders and artwork showing trails around Lakeside Country Park and celebrating its diverse wildlife have been installed following a project that brought together community members working with a professional artist. The Eastleigh Local Area Committee was awarded £8,000 by the Tesco Bags of Help initiative to encourage more visitors to use the country park. Some of the funding was used to pay for the creation of a site map to help visitors orientate themselves. Maps have also been installed at the 5 access points to show walking areas and where dogs can be let off their leads. And there is a 2.5-kilometre waymarked running route for visitors who want to use the site to keep fit. Hampshire artist Nicola Henshaw led a series of printmaking workshops for local people to develop designs for an art trail depicting Lakeside wildlife. 9 laser-cut steel panels have been installed by the Lakeside volunteers on the bridge over the lakes and on gates around the meadows. They are designed to rust naturally and they have an industrial look that blends in well with the site. You can Facebook Lakeside Eastleigh or Twitter at Lakeside CP.
Heritage. Eastleigh commemorates the First World War. The centenary of the end of the First World War is being commemorated across the borough in a series of events that will pay tribute to the people who made great sacrifices and provide an insight into the area's role in the conflict. As well as the military service of local people, borough locations such as the Royal Victoria Hospital in Netley and land around the Lee Road Recreation Ground, the site of a clearing station for casualties, played important roles in the war effort. The 100th anniversary will also bring added poignancy to the flag-raising ceremony for Armed Forces Day, which takes place in the Lee Road Recreation Ground on Friday, 29th of June. A new monument in Eastleigh Town Centre will honour people in Eastleigh Parish who were killed in the conflict. It will be unveiled in advance of the Remembrance Service on Sunday, 11th of November. The 100th anniversary of the armistice that marked the end of hostilities. The Council is working with the Royal British Legion to create the monument that will bear the 277 names engraved for the first time on a pair of granite monoliths that will take their place alongside the Angel of Mons Memorial in the Lee Road Recreation Ground. Around the borough, life-size silhouettes of World War I soldiers will be erected by the parish and town councils as a quiet tribute to those who died and to those who returned home during the months following the armistice and whose lives were changed forever. Other events being planned include an exhibition by Hound Local History Society in the waiting room at Netley Rail Station, a beacon lighting by Hound Parish Council, The Poppies Project, a community effort to knit 2,500 poppies, representing the estimated number of soldiers who died at Netley as a result of the war. A Kids in Museums event in November, and Blighty One, a puppetry show with a First World War theme. Other events are being developed and will be announced in the near future.
Flying the flag for one community. The flags were out in April to celebrate the 40th anniversary of One Community, the charity that supports the voluntary and community sector across the borough. The then Mayor of Eastleigh, Mo Sollett, and the Chair of One Community, Professor Sri Kandia, raised a specially commissioned flag in Lee Road Recreation Ground in front of a crowd of dignitaries, staff, volunteers and friends of One Community. The One Community Young Carers Choir entertained the crowd, and both the Mayor and Professor Kandia spoke about the work and spirit of the organisation. One Community started life as the Eastleigh Council of Community Services in 1978. Since then, it has grown to provide a range of care, transport and information services aimed at improving the quality of life for local communities. The anniversary year is also being celebrated with an event each month and a set of challenges to engage its supporters. Website onecommunity.org.uk.
Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, S0509YN. Telephone 023-8068-8000. Twitter at EastleighBC. Facebook /EastleighBC. Or website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for summer 2018 and was presented to you by Sally, Glynis and myself, Sharon. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Glynis.
Goodbye.
Sally.
Goodbye.
And myself, Sharon. Goodbye.